Thanks, Gwyn. Thanks, Wales Council, for the invite. I've been asked to talk about ophthalmology, and in a lot of my work as in the Wales Ophthalmic Plan Care Board role, I look at a lot of multidisciplinary team working, but I have been asked to speak about ophthalmology, so I apologise a little bit perhaps for concentrating on some ophthalmology. This was due to be a double act between myself and Graham Shortland, Medical Director Cardiff and Vale, who's also the lead medical director for eye care, but Graham's unable to be with us today. So we heard earlier on from the Chief Medical Officer about chronic diseases, as well as dealing with things that can be discharged from care. And as an ophthalmologist, I'm aware that we do have a lot of blinding conditions in Wales, and the care of these blinding conditions is led by ophthalmologists working in multidisciplinary teams. And you can see on the screen here some of the major causes of sight loss in Wales. Cataract, which is where as ophthalmic surgeons we have our probably biggest impact on the visual and related quality of life for people in Wales. And also in the chronic conditions of glaucoma, age-related macular degeneration and diabetic retinopathy, where patients spend a long time in our integrated care pathways. The NHS in Wales is 70 years old, and a nice picture of Anair and Bevan there, taken from the picture that's in the entrance corridors of University Hospital of Wales. I was one when Anair and Bevan died. Health is devolved. We've got a minister in Welsh Government, we've got chief executive officers, various directors, various health boards, eye care units, about 70 consultants now, and we have some input from ophthalmologists in Shrewsbury and Hereford for parts of Powys. We work with 700 plus optometrists as our chief source of referrals of new patients. One of the nice things about working in Wales and going around the different units in Wales is we all have our problems in life and work. And as a general rule, I think if you can consider any care pathway for any eye condition, if there's a particular problem that you're having, somebody else somewhere in Wales will have had the same problem and may well have achieved a successful resolution of the problem. We've heard about the principles of prudent healthcare from Frank earlier on, with co-production, first do no harm, do only what's needed, no more, no less. And these latter ones now, care for those with the greatest need first, is a principle of prudent healthcare, and make most effective use of all the skills and resources of all members of the teams. Reduce inappropriate variation by the best use of evidence-based practice. And in the Welsh Ophthalmic Plan Care Board and with the work of the National Eye Care Steering Board, we've been concentrating very much on delivering care on the basis of clinical need and making the best use of everybody that we can in the teams. And of course, that includes the patients themselves. We like to have plans in Wales, and we've got a couple of plans, National Eye Care Plans, the Together for Health Eye Care Plan, which was part of the delivery plans for Wales 2013 to 18, now extended beyond 18. This is an overarching, hugely comprehensive piece of work looking at care from the community into secondary care, into third sector and rehabilitation support services, from the cradle to the grave, and is a great piece of work if you've never read that document. To look at the big numbers conditions, the National Ophthalmic Implementation Plan 2015 was written to address some of the barriers to care and to try and crunch the big numbers, because if we can crunch the big numbers, the smaller numbers are less of a problem. But we are in 2018 and we've had these plans for a while now, so where are we? What is the state of the nation of Wales? Well, in the preamble to some of these documents, the question was asked, well, when we've done all this stuff, what will iCare look like in 2018? Access to care will be better, and we'll have measured that it's better. And we're now increasingly getting better data for demand and capacity in the iCare services. People will be satisfied with the care that they get, and we'll have measured that they're satisfied with the care that they've had, and we'll measure whether they've had it or not. And we've got patient-reported outcome measures and experience measures work going on. Of course, we know that there's still a demand capacity gap and that people still waiting too long for care. But at least we're measuring it better now, so we are able to say the sizes of the problems. We'll have joined up services between community optometry, the hospitalised services, rehabilitation and social, and we'll have measured this as well. We have iCare collaborative groups set up in all the health boards where all the stakeholders, professional groups, lay members, third sector management, hospitals, community, everybody has a chance to meet, and the proceedings of these iCare groups are shared nationally with the overarching steering boards so that we can check how joined up we are, and our amount of joined upness varies a little. There is a strategic fit for these iCare plans, and we have a structure sitting underneath the Wales National Eye Health Care Steering Board looking at the main overarching delivery plan. And as part of the groups working to that steering board, the Welsh Ophthalmic Plan Care Board has a role for care pathways within eye care and hospitalised services. Because the Big Numbers project is part of the Wales wider plan care initiative, which also looks at orthopaedics and ENT and dermatology and other things, Welsh Ophthalmic Plan Care Board also reports to the Plan Care Board. So we have a dual reporting role to see for both of these plans. So we have set up care pathways for teams of multidisciplinary workers working in these areas of eye care to look at particular needs, particular diseases and entities that can be addressed by our work. And we've been looking mainly at the cataract, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, wider medical retina, age-related macular degeneration, surgical retina, eyelids and plastics, including cancer of the eye and eyelids, squints and lazy eyes in children. All other children and all other adults are catch-alls for lots of people that have lots of less numerous conditions that nevertheless do require management and therefore counting. So the Big Numbers conditions, cataracts, glaucoma, diabetes, age-related macular degeneration, we're trying to deliver evidence-based care. We're adherent to the NICE guidelines. At the front end of all of our pathways, we have Wales Eye Care Services, Eye Health Examination Wales accredited optometrists working to a standardised training scheme, set of competencies, set of clinical data coming in to refer them. This has been hugely beneficial in recent years. It takes me about a minute per referral to see exactly what's going on from the standardised way and the well-written questions and good clinical data that we get from our optometrists now. And it's good that I can do this in about a minute per patient, because last week I had to do about 150 of these. So we have effective triage into care pathways, consultant leadership of multidisciplinary teams with non-medical assessments by nurses, orthoptists, optometrists, technicians from the healthcare support worker arm of the service. We have the ability to have a virtual clinic oversight of all this work. I see far more patients on a computer screen than I see in the flesh, and that's a good thing. I have a better handle on my patients now than I ever did before. We've got targeted medical input, trying to do what Mark Drakeford called only do what only you can do, and complex surgery, of course. As part of all of this, we have to address the people on the follow-up lists, because a lot of our patients have chronic conditions. They're not get them in, treat them, get them out patients. They're people that are going to be with us for most of their lives. And as part of the iCare delivery plan, key statements here are: Welsh Government commits to revise targets for ophthalmology to incorporate measures for all patients, new and follow-up, that are based on clinical need and risk of irreversible sight loss. Welsh Government commits to working with health boards to develop systems to improve routine data collection for demand, capacity, activity and backlog in the hospitalised service. While we're doing all of that, we've had pilot projects from Betsy Cadwallader and Swansea, and we've had a Graham Shortland-led Welsh Government-sponsored task and finish group to review all the evidence, meet with all the stakeholders, and bring about now new measures based on the outcomes that patients are likely to get if they are having any barriers to their access to care. So in addition to the quite important and worthy referral to treatment time targets for new patients of all clinical risk groups, we now have a new clinically based target for all patients, new and follow-up, irrespective of whether they're new or follow-up, based on their clinical need. So all patients will now have, at every point that they have any kind of decision making necessary for their care, they'll be given an individualised target date of what they should have next and when it should happen. And this will be clinically determined, and it will be based on evidence in the scientific literature, preferred practice patterns, NICE guidelines, national service frameworks, etc. All patients will be given a clinical prioritisation classification or risk classification based on their ability or likelihood of having an adverse outcome if they don't get their access to care in a timely fashion. And we're going to have regular reporting. We're doing it now in the pilot sites in the north and in Swansea. Powys and Huldar are coming on board. And later this month, the remaining health boards of Wales will start to report in a shadow form, ready for regular reporting from April 2019 of a new target, not just the number of people getting their time, their first appointment to refer to treatment time target, but we'll also have the percentage of patients, new or follow-up, achieving their agreed target date with overruns expressed as a proportion of intended time to be seen. And this will be detailed by the conditions that they have and the clinical pathways involved. So our highlight measure will be the percentage of category one patients seen within 125% of their intended interval to the next event. And the target for that is going to be 95%. To give you an idea, some of my patients wait 200 or 300 times their intended time to next event, with a certain amount of risk stratification, but even so, that's unacceptable. At the moment, my best guide figure is that we're probably going to be reporting about 25% of people seen within 1-5% of their intended time. So we do have a way to go, but at least we're counting it, and we do have support from initially Mark Drakeford and latterly Vaughan Gething, who've really understood this work and have supported it very well from Welsh Government. Examples of clinical prioritisation: the risk category R1, things like wet macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, previously treated ocular cancer, and people with cataract of special complexity. These are people that will have irreversible adverse outcome if they don't get their appointment to time. Risk category R2 is people that will suffer reversible adverse outcome if they don't get their treatment to time. This is most cataracts and some various other things, but the big group of importance is cataracts. And for these patients, of course, like all others, for new referrals, the referral to treatment time target will still apply. So having to report both the prioritisation measures and the new patient targets side by side, this will drive reform in our models of service delivery such that if a routine cataract patient is going to get to the operating theatre to time, they're going to have to get there without much input from ophthalmologists. This means that we have to have good pathways, and more of that in a minute. Similarly, we'll also have to have new ways of working for patients with category 3 conditions, which are of less adverse outcome on their side. In wet macular degeneration, some state of the nation comments now. It was Wales was the first funded service in the UK, and credit goes to Edwina Hart and Dick Roberts at the time for setting that up almost overnight. We've got consultant-led multidisciplinary teams, fast-track referral and assessment, non-medical injectors. On the screen there, you can see some blood at the back of an eye from wet macular degeneration. And on the right-hand side, you can see somebody that's not a doctor giving the drug into the eyeball by injection. Non-medical reviewers overseen by consultants. Even with the best pathways, this is a huge numerical challenge with the aging population and also increasing diabetes in a very similar parallel pathway. In glaucoma, we have an integrated clinical pathway with referral refinement by WECS-EQ optometrists, consultant-led multidisciplinary teams and training. I have two optometrists doing advanced certificates in glaucoma working in my clinic at the moment, and they're great. We have ophthalmic diagnosis and treatment centres set up as part of programme for government and virtual clinics overseeing this work, where the patient meets the clinician across the kit with a standardised record, and that can take place anywhere the health board wishes to set it up. We've got shared care, and all of this is fantastic, but we're held back big time by the lack of an electronic patient record that allows this work to take place somewhere that it's inaccessible to paper hospital notes, Gwen. Nearly there. Cataract. We train great cataract surgeons in Wales. We also train our cataract surgeons and trainees in Wales so well that they want to stay in Wales, and lots of them do, and they're welcome new colleagues. In the cataract pathway, we're looking to get 85% of referrals through to surgery, and that's an indicator of the quality of the referrals, and we achieve that. We also want 85% of our patients following cataract surgery to be discharged to their optometrists for review, and they are. We have nurse-led assessments and consent, but demand is still greater than capacity. We're still having problems crunching this work. We're held back to a certain extent by lack of an electronic patient record that lets us share with our care with optometrists, and we need a bit of extra resource, but perhaps not as much as we thought. I've just bigged up the EPR, and you'll see that Welsh Government is committed to work with health boards and clinicians and NWIS to bring about an electronic record for eye care, and you can see there's a full stop at the end of that sentence that I've enlarged and made red. We have a business case, 56-page business case, currently with the Business Case Scrutiny Board of NHS Wales, and we're awaiting approval for that. And if we don't get approval for that, we're in big trouble. We can celebrate. What we do well. We just don't do enough of it. We've got some fantastic examples of innovation in Wales. At the top of the screen there, you can see a device designed by Mr. Sam Evans of Carmarthen, who has invented a device for giving safe injections into the eyeball without having to have the magic hands of an ophthalmic surgeon. More than 40,000 of these devices were used last year. At the bottom of the slide, you can see some groundbreaking research. Professor Morgan's team in this department here are doing great work on keeping those cells alive that are currently dying in glaucoma. So where next? I appeal to my consultant colleagues to engage and lead. We need to work together. We need an electronic patient record to connect us with our colleagues in every other location. We need to balance our services in order to achieve better outcomes for those for whom, as ophthalmologists, we have ultimate clinical responsibility. Thanks very much.